What's up, guys?
Just can you kind of win the words to swap them around there? Team that's fought so hard all the way here to kind of come up flat like you guys did?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that went wrong today, obviously. You know, opening up the game with how electric that crowd was and going down to scoring, I mean, it felt good. And, you know, felt like we were right on track where we wanted to be. And then, you know, the turnover, you know, it was a mistake that definitely ball I want back. You know, these ends are good. This front is so good. You got to step up. I got to step up and get, you know, get away from the pass rush and be smarter. You know, but I thought we fought. You know, you got to give those guys credit. The Eagles are really good. One of the best front we've faced all year, for sure. And, I mean, they're solid in the back end. So they played awesome. Nick played awesome. You know, he played absolutely unbelievable today. So, you know, just some stings. This one stings a little bit. And, you know, I feel bad, you know, how close we were to bringing it back home for our fans. You know, I feel bad for the fans that, you know, have been riding with us this whole time. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
You touched upon the interception. Did that just kind of turn the game around the way the fans all of a sudden got back into it and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, yeah, it's one of the things we preached coming in was turnovers. And they took care of the football and we didn't. And, you know, that you know, we were still in it at that point, obviously. But, you know, just couldn't execute on the crucial situations that we needed to convert third downs or score in the red zone.
Pressures you faced
in
all this year?
I don't know if it's as much pressure. They're good rushers. And, you know, really besides that one and, you know, a few others, I mean, I thought our offensive line played pretty well. We didn't do enough.
Are these ones harder to kind of swallow when it's really an uncharacteristic performance from you guys? I mean, this really wasn't indicative of the way that you guys have played for most of the season.
They're all hard to swallow when you don't win, and you know, to get a game away from the, you know, playing the Super Bowl, you know, that's going to be hard to swallow. The way it happened, I mean, they played really well and we didn't, and it's unfortunate.
Still look back on this season, you've turned yourself into a bona fide NFL starting quarterback and the incredible season that you had. I mean, when will you kind of start to look back on that, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I usually have a 24-hour rule, but, you know, I'm gonna take tonight, I'm going to bottle it up, and I'm going to use it. And I'm going to use that, the feeling tonight, and make sure it doesn't happen again. But as far as looking back in perspective, I haven't done much. I mean, went around the locker room and, you know, the guys we have in there is an incredible ride with those guys. It really was. And I can't put it into words because this is stinging too much right now. So, you know, it's, but yeah, it was an incredible season. You know, just stinks that it has to end like this.
Can you maybe just comment on Nick Foles' game? Obviously, you know him. I mean, everybody was kind of criticizing him and all that, and then he comes out with a game like this.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a better guy. I mean, he's been through so much that a lot of people don't even know about. And, you know, just the way he came out and played and just, I mean, just lit it up. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. It really can't. You know, obviously, it's still hurting a lot right now, but I'm going to be rooting hard for him next week. Thanks, guys.